The dramatic ups and downs of Norwich City always attract numerous comments from evening news readers. So it will not be a surprise that the postbag was full after the events on Saturday, the 6th of November. We will start with some of the online comments. Malaga Flyer thanked Daniel Fark for his achievements. Thank you, Mr. Fark, for some great memories and two fantastic promotion seasons. An honest and honourable man in a world of financial ruthlessness. I am sad, but see it as inevitable, however. I wonder who will replace him. We need to be careful for what we wish for, and more to the point, is the team good enough, and is there anyone who is capable of turning the season around? Longer term, we have to be honest in that the dream of a self-sustaining club like ours being able to become an established PL club is highly unlikely given the sheer wealth which nearly every PL club has. David Ramsbottom wondered about the wisdom of the decision. I wonder how Delia and Michael were sucked into this decision. It goes against all the club's long-term principles, including honour, loyalty and decency, attributes all applicable to Daniel Fark. No doubt also a very expensive decision, following the now ill-judged renewal of his and his team's contract a few months ago. My view thinks the sacking is great news. The best chance in achieving Premier League survival from this point is the news. No more Fark favourites. Fresh sheet. And along comes trialists. Solis. But Kevin Tracy is sad to see Daniel Fark go. It's a shame that it has come to this. Daniel Fark and his staff have done a remarkable job up to this season, and I hope they're remembered for their farther than the car crash of a season so far. Good luck to them in their next appointment. It's a shame Eddie Howe has gone to Newcastle. And Tony Driller is sorry for the new manager. Feel sorry for the new manager. Summer recruitment meant that the manager has had a chance to keep it up.
Two longer letters were published on Wednesday the 10th of November, and both doubted that Fark was really the problem. Frieda Aldous of Swanton Morley wrote, "Last week you published a letter from me about Norwich City. Since then, in this throwaway world, Daniel Fark has been dismissed, or should that be discarded? Far be it from me to question Mr. Webber on this decision, but maybe he should consider that gushing words are cheap, but sackings are not. Perhaps it's time to look further up the chain of command at the club to find the root of its problems. While wishing Daniel good luck in his next venture, I feel I need to sign this, disgusted of Swanton." David Cuffley also felt that the head coach was not the only person responsible for Norwich's position at the bottom of the Premier League. He says, "Three of Norwich City's previous four promotions to the Premier League have been followed by instant relegation. A common factor in each of these failures was hopeless recruitment during the close season. And after City lost the two best players from last season, the same ineptitude during the summer of 2021 threatens to make it four relegations out of five. Before the start of the current season, sporting director Stuart Webber boasted, 'Last time I sent Daniel to war without a gun. Now he's got a gun, a few grenades and a bazooka.' From what we've witnessed so far, Webber armed Fark against the might of the Premier League with a cap gun, a water pistol, and one of those clowns' fake firearms where a flag pops out reading, 'Bang.' The head coach has gone, but he's not the only one responsible for the Canaries sitting rock bottom at the table."
And now back to the news.